I was gonna ask you because it felt to me like coming into Aspen when I did, it felt like Hunter Thompson kind of had the rebel, that kind of personality person, and he kind of was that for Aspen during that time period. But it felt to me like the guy who previously held that stature in Aspen was Ralph Jackson.
Yeah, no, he was a, well, yeah, he was truly, well, no, I can't say that Hunter wasn't insane also, but he was truly a unique character. I mean, he was a loner. Everything sort of did everything alone. I'm talking about Hunter or Ralph now. You know, I didn't really, you know, he lived right down the street, but no one really knew him all that well. He would just go into Carl's at the soda joint they had there then, you know, and just sort of harass women or whatever, but in his nice way, in his humorous way that everyone said, oh, it's just old Ralph. So I would just pass him all the time on the street, just say, hey, Ralph, you know, and he'd say hi. And one time Kathy passed him and said, hey, Ralph, if you ever need anyone, you know where our little A-frame is, come by. And he never did. For years, you know, and then one day he knocked on the door and said, I you mind if I come in?" And said, "Of course." Came in and sat on the couch, and he was really having some difficulties, and I could tell, you know, something's going on with him physically, pretty bad. I said, "Ralph, you know, should we take you up to the hospital? Seems like you're having a little trouble breathing." I felt a heart attack was happening. But I didn't, you know, he said, no, never go up to the hospital, won't do it, you know. He said, I just want to hang out with my friends here, if you don't mind. And I said, yeah, great. He sat on the couch and told jokes, literally tell jokes. And we would, after a while, Kathy would just go into the other room, do her work. I'd go upstairs, she'd still be downstairs. We'd come back down, he'd tell us another joke. And, you know, he had never been in our house before. And then he would go back to his house. He said, oh, I forgot something. He'd go back, and one time he went back and got his hat, and one time he came back and he'd forgotten his teeth. He had some false front teeth. He had to go back and get them. So he, and then, and it, and he's getting worse. You could see it. And then he laid down on the floor. He said, I just want to lie down. He said, we really got to get you up to the hospital. You know, you're probably having a heart attack. And he said, no, no tubes for me. I just want to stay here if you don't mind. You know, Kathy and I are looking at each other and said, geez, he's gonna die right here. What are we gonna do? Is it ethical? Should we call the, you know, whatever? And I said, no, it's not ethical. That's what he wants. And so he laid down on the floor and he'd tell jokes, and we'd leave, and now it's up to about 1 in the morning. And I said, oh, listen, I'm going to bed. And Kathy says, okay, I'm gonna do a little work in the other room, and I'll check on him periodically. And she'd come and, you know, massage his arms and stuff. And then about, I don't know, 3 or 4 in the morning, she came upstairs and said, he died just now. I came down, and sure enough, and we sat there and did whatever prayers we thought were appropriate. And then we called the police and said, Ralph Jackson has just died. He's here in our house. And they sent him, and an ambulance came, and the cops cars came, and they jumped out. And these guys are pressing his lungs and breaking his rib. I mean, you know, they're trying to heal him coming back. And we kept saying, he is dead. He's dead. He's been dead. But they're still trying to revive him. It's what they do. And you know, why didn't you bring him up? And because he didn't want that. He vehemently came over to our house because he knew he could die here, so that's what he did. So he died right in our living room floor.
Well, you know, in an interesting way, that's it, he passed in kind
just
of
the way he
Aspen
wanted.
Way, you know.
He died telling jokes.
Yes,
he did. He kept telling. Every time he was conscious, he'd tell another joke. It was like, wow. And he wasn't in this agony. I tell you, it was a great, great death. So for all those people who are concerned about dying, I'm telling you, Ralph Jackson did it the right way.
That's awesome.
He went out with a sense of humor, telling jokes. And,
well, you know what? That's really cool that you guys were able to give him that space, or to be that space for him.
Yeah, well, Kathy told him that, and he knew it. He got it, you know, when just passing the street. Ralph, if you ever need anything, come by our house. He needed to die. That's all he ever needed.
Wow.
So there you go. That's Ralph Jackson's story that very few people know.